This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. From choosing the right travel card to dodging hidden fees, Smart Travel helps your money go further, literally. They cover all things travel finance, like which travel cards are actually worth the annual fee and which just look shiny, how to plan group trips that don't bust your budget or your friendships, when to book peak season trips without paying peak season prices, and more. So travel smarter and spend less with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Welcome, everybody, to another weekly edition of The Quick Hit. This one should be pretty quick this week. There, as of this recording, aren't a ton of major news in the world of points and miles, so just going to jump right into this one. If you haven't already, if you have a Chase Reserve card, both business or personal, so if you have the Reserve card, you can snag a 5,000 point Air Canada Aeroplan flight certificate just for registering, as long as you do so by Monday, August 18th. So that's Monday coming up right now, if you're listening to this when it goes live. So it's valid for 1 year from deposit. It can be used on Air Canada or partner awards and only applies to new bookings. And the credit must be used in one booking, so you can't like split it between passengers for some reason. But you can book for someone else with your points as well. So this can be great for topping up cheap redemptions, like some short haul United or Air Canada flights that are around 6,000 points, meaning you'd only need an additional 1,000 or more. So they estimate the value of this 5,000 points to be somewhere around maybe $70. And again, you can just get it for free just by registering by August 18th, and you've got 1 year to take advantage of using it. Probably one of the pieces of news I'm most excited about, which was really beneficial for me, I talked about this a good amount last year, is that American Airlines and Hyatt's reciprocal elite status match is back. This has been going on, I believe, since 2019. And when I say that I'm excited about this, and when I mentioned this last year, so I've mentioned a few times about how we have globalist status now. Well, we did this fast track globalist status. So it was a long-term play for me. I knew that in order to get the eligibility to do the globalist fast track, I had to be an American Airlines Platinum Pro or higher. So I pushed to get Platinum Pro a couple of years ago. And by getting that, that enabled me to not only have the opportunity to lock in Explorist with Hyatt, but also globalist. Here's what I mean. If you have American or Advantage status, I should say, then you're eligible to get instant World of Hyatt Explorer status for 90 days. All you have to do is just register and the clock will start. Now, you can register by October 31st for this. I actually ended up registering, I think it was around October 30th, last time I did it. And that made sure that I had as much window of time and I kind of planned out my bookings in that 90-day period. So the way that it works is if you have American elite status of any level, then you have the ability to get Explorer status with Hyatt given to you for 90 days. And then within that 90-day period, you need to stay 10 nights at Hyatt properties and you will lock in Explorer status all the way through February 28th of 2027. Now you have until October 31st to register, so you don't have to do it today. So if you know you have a bunch of stays coming up between now and October, you might want to consider taking advantage of it. But if you need some time to kind of plan out how you would do this, I think last time I did this, I registered on like October 30th. And then I had a bunch of stays planned. I had a New Year trip planned, different things like that. And so that's how I did it. But basically just stay 10 nights within 90 days and you'll keep Explorer status. Now, what's really interesting, and they've made a change this year, I believe, because I'm not seeing any verbiage that was very specific to what I saw in previous years. The way it used to work, at least, was that if you were any Advantage elite status, then what I just explained is how it worked. However, you could only, if you were gold or platinum, which are the bottom two levels with American, the best you could do would be Explorer status. And if you were Platinum Pro or Executive Platinum, which are the two highest levels with American, then you actually had the ability to, if you stayed 20 nights within that same 90-day period, instead of getting Explorer status, you would get Globalist status. And that's what we ended up doing. So in 90 days, as an American Airlines Platinum Pro, I was able to complete a 20-night stay and earn globalist status. So that's how we actually have our globalist status now. I'm fairly confident that this year with our number of stays and some other things that we're just going to actually hit the 69th needed for globalist status anyway. But that's kind of besides the point for purpose of this conversation. Now, what I want to mention that seems different is I don't actually see the verbiage here that says you have to be Platinum Pro or higher to get globalist status. So it looks like if you have this offer available to you, that in general, you just need to spend, if you are, again, gold or higher, if you stay 20 qualifying nights within the 90 days, then you will earn globalist status, which is fantastic. That was one of the main reasons why I pushed for Platinum Pro, the second being getting One World Emerald status for lounges around the world. But this was the other reason. So this actually, if this is the way that it's actually working, what it seems like, then this is a fantastic way for someone that is a American Airlines Gold member to be able to fast track to globalist status. Again, 20 nights within 90 days. For me, when I did it, there was probably about 10 to 12 nights that were actual stays that were planned, and then about 8 nights basically done through a mattress run. Actually, I've been tallying kind of the benefits that we've received from a globalist standpoint, like free breakfast, suite upgrades, a bunch of other things. And probably early next year, I'm going to have an episode where I talk through basically, was it worth it? Was the mattress run worth it for the perks that we got from a globalist standpoint? Would I do it again if presented the opportunity? So stay tuned for that. That's going to come out probably early Q1 of next year. Now, on the flip side, for those members that are with Hyatt and have Hyatt status but not American status, you can do something similar. You can actually fast track your ability to earn American status, essentially. So now, if you are a Hyatt elite, meaning you are Discoverist, Explorist, or Globalist, then you actually have the ability to earn American fast track elite status. But their system works a little bit different. So for them, basically, you have to register, I believe it's by September 4th in order to trigger this. So unlike American Airlines, which was October 31st, for Hyatt Elites, this is September 4th. And this is a targeted offer, by the way, so you might not see this available to you in your account. But basically, the way that it would work is that you are given Advantage Platinum Pro, which is a second highest status. You're given that for 4 months. Now, within that 4 month period, you have to earn enough loyalty points with American Airlines. That could be through their credit card, through flights, through their shopping portal, their hotel portal, whatever it may be. And if you earn enough loyalty points, then you will get a certain amount of status, anywhere from Platinum status to Platinum Pro to Executive Platinum for the next 4 months. So 25,000 loyalty points in 4 months, you get to go down to Platinum status. 42,000 loyalty points, you get to keep Platinum Pro status. You earn 67,000 loyalty points in 4 months, then you'll go all the way up to Executive Platinum status. And now you have to keep doing that every 4 months to maintain the status for the next 4 months. That's much harder, I think, than doing the mattress run and getting globalist or explorist for a year and a half, basically. But if you already have a great status with Hyatt and you have some trips coming up with American and you want the perks of being Platinum Pro, meaning likely, depending on where you're flying through, some upgrades, those type of things, even if you don't plan to really maintain it beyond the 4 months, it could be a great advantage just to see what it's like flying American status. I would imagine even if you have like a trip to Qatar or Hong Kong or some of the other places that there's some amazing One World Emerald lounges, that even if you just had no desire to try to maintain the status, but if that 4 month window fell in that time period, I would imagine you're probably granted Emerald status as well in that 4 months. I don't 100% know that piece, but something to take a look into if it suits you. I'll link to both of these in the show notes, as well as we'll link to the Aeroplan Reserve promotion for the 5,000 credits. We'll link to all of that in the show notes for you. One thing to note, if you haven't linked your Hyatt and American accounts in your respective, either on your Hyatt profile or on your American profile, you might not see these offers. So I would first make sure that you do that and then see if some of these promotions populate in the next couple of days if you don't see that these links are working for you. As of this recording, there's only a couple transfer bonuses that are active as of right now. So City Thank You Rewards has a 25% transfer bonus to leading hotels of the world. That's good until August 23rd. And then Capital One has a 15% transfer bonus to Avianca Life Miles, and that's good through August 31st as well. And lastly, not a question from a listener, but actually a shout out and a thank you. And this comes from Madison. And so I wanted to highlight this because for those that are maybe newer to the show and have not gone back through the catalog, back in episode 41, we talked about our trip to Bali and how incredible that was. I did have a shorter kind of YouTube audio version, the full video with the drone footage and all that was actually posted on YouTube a few months ago that talked about the trip to Bali as well. But in that trip, we talked about how Bali was made even more incredible by having a fantastic driver. His name was Wyan, and that driver took us to a lot of amazing places, visited a shaman, visited coffee plantations where they grow some of the local coffee there, took us to a lot of fantastic places, was extremely inexpensive, drove us almost from one end of the island to the other, and dealt with traffic, was great conversation, I mean, he was a fantastic driver, and how much having the right driver can just completely revolutionize your experience when you're in Bali. And I had mentioned in both of those videos that if you have an interest in going to Bali and you want an incredible driver, to reach out, go through our Contact Us page on our website, and I'll provide his direct phone number to you. Well, Madison reached out and requested it, and this was her follow-up to that. She said, "I can't express how much your response means to me. This was my first time solo traveling, and having information on a reliable driver and hearing about your experience has made this all so much less stressful. You have a long-term fan in me. Thanks again, Madison." Madison, thank you for being a listener as well. And for all of you that listen to the show, watch our videos, follow our content, our blogs, our newsletter, all of that, super appreciate each and every one of you. The conversation that we have in our group chat on Facebook, everything there, again, means the world to myself and our whole team, and really appreciate it. It's a lot of work running a financial planning practice by day and then putting out a bunch of travel content by night, but you guys make it all worth it. I'm going to end this one here. Hope you all have a fantastic rest of your week, weekend. And as always, we will catch you on the next episode. Take care.
Travel doesn't just happen when you get on a plane. I'm Pauline Frommer, and on the Frommer's Travel Show, we explore not just where to go, but how to bring travel into your everyday life through books, shows, and stories that shift your perspective, plus insights on smart destinations, timely trends, and interviews with the people shaping the way we explore. Find us at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or voyescape.com.